Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, let me start by wishing each and every one of you a happy President's Day. That's if you're here in the United States, where today we are celebrating President's Day today, February the 17th. So we know that many people are off today. Not everyone. Many people have to work. I'm working right here on Blog Talk Radio with the All About Entrepreneurs radio show because I want to bring to you a very exciting guest who's going to come and talk about being healthy. That's right. This person is going to tell you about some things that you can do to get your health in order, to get your health in line. And I'm so excited to be sharing with you, to be sharing her with you, to be presenting her with you. The show, as you know, some of you were tuned in on last Monday on the 10th, and we had to weren't able to do the show, so we did reschedule the show, and that rescheduling date is today. So we certainly appreciate you for tuning back in with us, and we will have our guest with us in just a moment. She's calling all the way from sunny Florida, so let's hope it's sunny in Florida with this weather. Many people have been sort of without the sun from different places, so. But yes, she is a very, very busy woman. She definitely is somebody that we want to hear about. She is the president and the CEO and DJ host of PEMG Radio at Power Edge Marketing, at the Power Edge Marketing Group, and associate. And she's also a part of Body by Vi. It's a 90-day challenge for those individuals who want to get healthy and to get in shape. So Body by Vi, and they have a 90-day challenge of Visalis shakes and recipes. So you can go on over and actually like their page on Facebook, Body by Vi, and there are a lot of people taking the challenge. You know, we're still at the beginning of the year, and a lot of people want to lose weight. Well, I know I want to lose weight, and then some people just want to be healthy. They don't care about how much weight. They just want to be healthy. So Yolanda is going to tell us about some of the things that, you know, stop people from being healthy. But one of the things I found, and again, welcome to the broadcast this morning. You know, we had a serious lineup last week. We had some awesome guests. We kicked the week off with on Tuesday with Tamara, and she was talking about Be Your Own, BYOB. Then on Wednesday, we backed it up with the Adversity Breaker, Miss Serena Washington. Oh, my God. And if you remember her, she's a young lady in Arkansas who was tased, who had a was in a legal battle because she was tased by the police officers as she was on her way to church one Sunday morning walking with her children. So if you remember that story. Then we came back with Cassandra McKissack. What a powerful coach and speaker and author, motivator, inspirator, empowerment teacher we had on Thursday. And then I thought I was done. And then Thursday, sometime on Thursday, I got a call letting me know that Dr. Samson Davis, he was one of those three doctors, if you remember the story, out of Newark, New Jersey. They grew up sort of rough, but they, as teenagers, they decided that their situation was not going to be their future. The three doctors, these three young men, made a pact to all be doctors. And so one of them is, well, the one, Dr. Samson is the one who came on the show. He is an ER doctor. And then I think one is maybe a dentist and some another type of doctor. But let me tell you, then I got the news that he would come on. So Friday was just, so we left the week in a bang, and now we're starting out this. So if you missed any of those episodes, go back and listen to the archives. Now, this week we got more powerful guests coming all week as we are waiting for my guests to come on. Now, if my guests, yes, to come on today is Yolanda Roberts of PEMG Marketing, and she's going to tell us about eating. She has a powerful story where she herself had suffered some type of illness and ended up having to change her eating habits in order to get healed. But at the same time, she ended up losing a lot of weight. So she's going to come on and tell us all about that. And then tomorrow, very powerful guest on tomorrow, Miss Eula. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. I see her on Facebook all the time. I invited her to come on the show so she could speak to our audience. Then Wednesday, we have Managing Your Menopause. So if you know anybody that is interested in knowing just what is going on, they around that age where, or that life, around that time in their life where they've come in contact with menopause and they want to know what to do, or they could be someone wanting to know so they could be somewhat prepared. So I know for me, when I started thinking about, okay, it could come, right? Even when I was in my late 30s and 40s, you began to hear people talk about menopause. And I don't want to talk too much about it because she's going to come on and we're going to have a short conversation. That's going to be on Wednesday. But I just wanted to finish this thought. But when I started praying then I began to pray and say, God, don't let it be too bad for me, you know. So there it is. But so that's on Wednesday. And then Thursday, OMG, Thursday, I can't even tell you who my guest is. She is a powerful, I can tell you it's a woman, powerful. I'll tell you she's an author. powerful, dynamic speaker, coach, teacher, trainer, mentor, friend. And that's all I'll tell you about my Thursday guest. And she also has her own TV show as well. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then who else do we have? Oh, my God. Then we go, I'm not sure who we'll have Friday. We'll probably have a guest. But the following week, we already have guests lined up. We got on the 24th, we got Fran Briggs. If you know, she's the lady that can show you how to get funding for your events. If you have any events, she can teach you how to get funding. She has a course you could take. And Friday, we have Dr. Horton. That's Friday, the 7th of March. Dr. Horton is going to come. He's going to come a couple of Fridays in a row, and he's going to do a two-part series. So he's got a lot of information to share for entrepreneurs, how to be successful, how to have the proper mindset, and what should the mindset be for entrepreneurs. So we just have some wonderful stuff. By the way, if you know anyone who is looking for a work at home opportunity, please, please contact me. You can reach me on Facebook. And no, you do not have to have a Facebook account in order to reach me. All you have to do is dial. Basically, all you have to do is dial. Well, not dial, but just inbox me. You don't need an account on Facebook necessarily. You just have to hit the mission and the inbox messaging. It might say message her, send her a message. So do that. I'll get the message. But let's talk healthy as we wait for my guests and to come on to the broadcast today. I am waiting. She will probably be here any moment. So I will just send another little quick reminder and see if she is coming on this morning. So I'll just see. That's the good thing about technology and Facebook and all that. So I can, the beautiful thing about Facebook, believe it or not, you can actually call people, but you may not want to, you may not want to do that because you never know what situation people may be in. But if you do call them, right, if you do, that's pretty cool, right? 3-4, yes, but if you want to call into the show, dial in area code 347-945-7991. Okay, great. All right, beautiful, beautiful. I got your inbox message about being an opportunity to work from home, absolutely. So I will definitely let you know more about that. So these are opportunities where you can work from home and make money. So I'm working on several of them, but I have a new one to tell you about and to see if anyone is interested. Okay, so you know what? We got some people that are going to come to the show and tell us about healthy. But before that happens, I did have a page up, and I wanted to tell you about so great. I got that message. Now, here's a fat. They called us a fat buster. And you know, a lot of people are juicing today. So just for those people, so juicing serves two purposes. You can both get healthy and lose weight. So juicing serves two purposes. You can get healthy and you can lose weight. So be careful with that juicing just in case you don't want to lose weight and you only want to get healthy. So make sure that you are also doing other things too if you don't want to, you know, lose too much weight. But the Fat Buster drink, they say that this will work. You drink one cup of grapefruit or pineapple juice, tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, a 1 tablespoon of raw honey, and if you drink that 30 minutes before each meal, it said it breaks down the fat faster. So again, this is for a fat buster. And I tell you, I want definitely one of those. So, yes, a cup of grapefruit or pineapple juice, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of raw honey, and you drink that, you mix it all up, and you drink that 30 minutes before each meal so that it breaks down fat. Well, I'm going to try it. How many of you are also going to try it? Yeah, I'm definitely going to try that. I'm looking at some pictures of some people who are definitely look like they've lost a lot of weight. One lady, she says that she's lost 5%. She's 5% body fat. She's lost 19 inches. That's what she got rid of. And then she got rid of 22 pounds. 22 pounds. And so a lot of people, again, they are choosing things like, you know, apples, cucumbers. You can juice carrots, collard greens. You can put some almond milk in it, chia seeds, all blueberries. You know, it's time to start eating and drinking healthy. So there's all these different types of shakes out there. But that's what I said. I want some easy meals that I can make that can help me. You know, a lot of people want to lose weight, you know. So you got your watermelons. It says, what's your favorite fruit to add to your thigh shake? You got grapes, apples, bananas. You got kiwis, mangoes, blueberries, pineapples, strawberries. I know, right? Doesn't that sound delicious? It sounds good. But most of us know we don't want to eat, you know, fruit. But I am inviting those individuals who do want to lose some weight and get healthy. I'm inviting you to join this health challenge. So we talk about healthy living and healthy loving. Healthy living and healthy loving, where we eat and exercise properly for our healthy bodies, but that we also involved in loving, healthy relationships, and that we have love not only for others but for ourselves as well. Yes, not just for others but also for ourselves. Oh my God, look at this cabbage. Yes, that looks so delicious. You can do mushrooms and cabbage. As a matter of fact, I think that's what I'm going to have on the menu tonight is some cabbage and start eating. You know, we got to eat right. We want to not only to slim down, but also to be healthy. Now, they also have the avocado and cucumber shake recipe. Now, you may wonder, where am I getting this information from? Well, I'm getting it from the Body by Vi, the 90-day challenge, and Visalis shake recipes, Body by Vi. And he says, eat well, look good, feel great. That's right. Eat well, look good, and feel great. So this is Miss Yolanda Roberts. She's a part of this challenge. And they want to know, are you up to the challenge? So I'm up for it. I'm up for it. And I can't wait. If we can't, we'll be out of time shortly. So I don't think she's coming to the show this late. So maybe I got my Mondays mixed up. mixed up. Maybe she was supposed, maybe she's coming. Well, it can't be next Monday because next Monday we have a different guest. We have Miss Fran Briggs. So I could have possibly gotten my dates mixed up. But what is the challenge? The challenge is you get to choose from five of their challenge kits. So I want to promote something that promotes healthy eating and healthy living. So I'm definitely going to be looking into the Body by Vi. So you can get the kit. There's a perfect challenge kit for everyone, it says, and it's conveniently packed with powerful wellness products to help you lose weight, get in shape, and achieve your fitness goal. And, you know, that's the same thing. That's the same thing we do in coaching. We help people get in shape, basically emotionally, relationship-wise, career-wise, to achieve their goals in life. And this is to achieve their health goal. And the two go hand in hand because if you want to have success in life, well, you want to be healthy enough to enjoy it. You want to be healthy enough to enjoy it. So we're just minutes away. I thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to have her back on. We'll get her rescheduled to come on. That's Yolanda Roberts. You can find her on Facebook. You can learn more about her healthy. But she was going to come today and talk to us about being healthy. And I can certainly say that it's an important topic. It'll never, being healthy, eating properly, will never go out of style, I don't think, not in our lifetimes. And it'll always be important, and especially if you live in America. But being healthy is more than just losing weight. So there are all other kinds of unhealthy behaviors and attitudes that people have all over the world. So it's not just like in America, we tend to have a lot of obesity type problems because of all the, well, let's face it, y'all, the cheeseburgers, the french fries, the fried chicken, the pork chops, they even fry pork chops, can you imagine? The fry, my mother used to do it, and she'd get that flour out and that big old can of lard, or used to come in a box back in the day. It's fat, basically. And now they're saying don't eat fat, but my God, that's all we ate back then. And then the Crisco came out and the big old can of Crisco. And so in this country, we tend to have a lot of those problems because, well, you had a what we call a fast food restaurant on every single corner. And so kids, you know, getting out of school or before school, you know, you just grab a burger and grab some fries and what have you. I watch Family Feud from time to time, and so a lot of times they'll have that as one of the top five answers or the top answer. What do people eat and things like that, and french fries and hamburger. And so, and many other things, right, that are so fattening. And so here's the thing. If we're going to eat like that, we're going to have these issues. But now people are realizing that that may not have been the smartest thing or the wisest thing to do. So now we, and especially for those of us who are getting older, more wiser, and we begin to realize that, wait a minute, I need to make some changes here. The body is not reacting the way it used to food. I know when I was a teenager, 16, 17, 18, I could eat literally just tons of, I could eat five hamburgers in one setting. As a matter of fact, we used to go to the Coney Island place, Skyline Chili there in Cincinnati, and I'd get five Coneys and eat a five-way. Yeah, in one setting. And I was 18, well, I was about 18, 19, 20. I could do those things, but now, No. I just look at one of those things and I might gain a pound. And so back then I didn't have to go to a gym. What was that? I was 18, 19, and I was a size 3. I didn't have to go to a gym. I could eat all of that, and well, I did go to, I did work out at the disco. You know, disco, you know, did you guys, you know, I love, you know, being, you know, in church and all that, but let me tell you, that disco, and boy, that was some great exercise. You didn't have to worry about, well, there were still some people there that were overweight, but not many, because by the time you get out on that dance floor and sweat it out for a few hours, well, I did it every night, so it was a great workout for me, but let me tell you, I need to throw some music on and get to work, because you know, that it really do. And well, we know it works because we see people now, professional workout instructors use music, use a lot of the same music from the clubs. So we know how effective it is. So yeah, there's a lot of wonderful things going on. We love talking with you about healthy living, eating healthy. There are a lot of people now who are purchasing these Nutribullets or some other type of machine. I'm not recommending any. That's not what I'm doing here on the show today. I'm just mentioning one that I heard of. And you take this thing and you put all these various vegetables and fruits in there and you turn it on and it makes it like a drink, like a smoothie almost, or a smooth drink. And you can drink your way to health. You drink your way to good health, and like I said, as a byproduct, can lose weight. Can lose weight. I know my church, we have the Beth Challenge going on. So if maybe you're in one of those churches that is part of the Beth Challenge, it's a way to, you know, join in with some other people and make it fun and lose the weight. Well, you can join in with the challenge that I'm working together with another young lady who does Pilates, and she's actually going to come on, and she's going to talk to us. She'll be here. She's the one I was telling you about. She'll be here on Wednesday, so don't miss her show on Wednesday, and she's going to tell us about that. And then I think on Friday, I will come back on Friday and probably do an official show about working from home. Yeah, there you go. How about that? Wow, see, that just came to me. I will do a show on working from home because you know what? It's all about entrepreneurs. And so don't forget, we have a few webinars you can attend. You go to anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams. And you will find out some of the training that we have online through webinars where you can join. Now, some of the webinars, there's a fee to attend, but some of them are free. You can go back and listen to past webinars. If you would like to be a part of our program where you get discounts and even attend some of the fee webinars without having to pay a fee, if you are a part of our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, and or if you are one of our Release Your Power clients, that's our coaching program, Release Your Power coaching program. So if you are part of one of those already, then you can get a pass to attend the webinars that we do, and you'll get a pass to attend the webinars that we any webinars that we do for the next up until June, end of June, for free. So there you have it. So you join any one of our programs. It could be our 52-week program, our 52-week journey program. It could be a Release Your Power coaching program. Or you could become a member of Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So that's all we have time for. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. Don't forget, connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or YouTube. Go to YouTube, check out some of our videos there. I've uploaded some new videos, some things about some Release Your Power coaching moments, and just something to keep you motivated, keep you empowered, keep you inspired to be all that you could be, to be a great success, achieve your maximum potential, become as authentic as you can be. And if you have not purchased your copy yet of Release Your Power, go over and you can inbox me and we can do that. I can send you a PayPal link and you can make your, you can purchase the book and we can get the book shipped out to you. I do have some in stock. And so I want to get rid of them. So please, I know, right? I want to get them into your hands. In other words, I want you to read the book. The book is empowering and inspiring all at the same time. It'll show you the 8 strategies for getting down to the authentic and powerful you and help you get unstuck and move past anything that could be blocking you from really wanting to live as authentic as you can in this life. So we thank you. This has been Coach Lalisa. We'll see you back here tomorrow. We have tomorrow, let me tell you just who my guest is tomorrow. I did post it in, you know, we have a Facebook page for All About Entrepreneurs. And yes, my guest tomorrow is none other than Eula M. Guest. That's her last name, I know, right? That's a really cool last name. And she is of Garrett's Role Film Production and Services, Inc. So she's into video marketing, video, all types of video services for businesses and nonprofits. She does a lot of work for all kinds of cities and agencies and just so many wonderful things. So definitely definitely check her out. And she's also on Facebook, so that's Eula, E-U-L-A-M, Guest, G-U-E-S-T. So I'll be posting that all day. She'll be on tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll see you back. Enjoy the rest of your day. God bless.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter, or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.